The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
PA announcer Bill Allison with our starting lineups for this afternoon's game between the Streaks and the Panthers of United Township High School.
Now the starting lineups for this afternoon. First for the Panthers, a sophomore, number 5, Kaylee Pena. Sophomore, number 20, Sierra Hull. Sophomore, number 42, Lorena Awu. Junior, number 50, Karina Castaneda. And sophomore, number 55, Shantaya Lewis. Panthers coached by Kerry Walker, assisted by John Alonzo.
Fourth quarter, under 10 seconds to go. Jackie Howard and Zolfer. Zolfer out front, down low to Megan Pacheco. Turn around, jumper, off the rim, no. Rebound pulled down on a baseline by Larson. Turn around, off the glass,
good. Off the
buzzer,
good.
Larson
takes that rebound.
Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'8 sophomore, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'2 senior, number 10, Grace Nelson. 5'4 sophomore, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Abby Langefelter. And a 6'1 senior, number 40, Abby Davidson. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Michael Ruxin, Josh Biddle.
All right, Streaks in their home whites with silver numbers, silver and black trim. United Township in their road black, orange numbers, orange and white trim. You may have heard a change in the Streaks starting lineup, and Caden Slidick is out nursing an injury today, so Alexis Edgerson gets the start in her stead. And so it's Kiara Kilgore, Abby Davidson, Abby Langefelter, Grace Nelson, and Alexis Edgerson for the Panthers. Kaylee Pena, Sierra Hull, Lorena Awu, Karina Castaneda, and Tia Lewis. In the center circle for the Streaks at 6'1", Abby Davidson, 6'4", Lorena Awu for the Panthers. Ball is up, and the tip is won by the Streaks. Grace Nelson in the backcourt. She'll bring it up to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Back to Grace, and UT comes out in a 1-2-2 zone.
Good opportunity here for Alexis to get some quality playing time and also kind of assert herself. We've seen her do it a few times during the season. This is going to be an A-plus opportunity for her.
Kiara drives from the right baseline, tried to bounce it to Abby Davidson. It got knocked out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it on the near side, on the left side, on the baseline.
And UT doesn't cover the perimeter very well. They're really good at covering inside, but the perimeter they're a little soft on.
And it comes to Kiara, three-pointer from the left baseline to right baseline, no good. Rebound comes away to Tia Lewis. She'll bring it up herself. That's been interesting. They had Tia Lewis playing the point on their 1-2-2 zone, and she's a bigger girl. She's a good 5'9", 5'10". Good defense by Kiara Kilgore. Knocked it away from Lewis, and it went off of Lewis, and the Streaks will get it back on the turnover. But she's 5'9", 5'10", and very, very good size. Moves well for her size, but it's interesting having her on the point of this zone. Was she out there last time we played them?
I don't remember being out there. Not out top, no. I don't remember her being out top.
Kira, top of the key, out high left side. Grace Nelson with it. No score yet.
Rotate.
7:30 to play.
Jeez.
Now goes to Kira, top of the key for three. In and out, no good. Awu with a rebound for the Panthers.
Streaks have to do ball movement. This is another zone. We've seen them struggle against zones this season, and that's why, because you get complacent, you stop. The whole point of the whole, and as they turn the ball over again, trying to go to Tia Lewis on the inside. The whole objective against the zone is to get them moving. Sorry, that was Villopando that missed the catch. The very similar.
She's going
girl.
By Castaneda, even though.
Oh, she
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
I thought last year it was.
No, well, I bet when we played them last time, though, Coach Walker said you just leave the Villopando out
all
and
right,
just the Castaneda. So, yeah. It's hyphenated, but she'll just go with the first one. but you're right. Yeah, you got to get that zone to shift, and you beat them going back the other way.
Right.
As they're shifting.
And the streaks are just, the ball keeps stopping.
Now comes Akira, left baseline, penetrates between two defenders, gets it up short, rebound.
Out of contact.
Yeah, both Awu and who was it? Cartwright, or excuse me, Lewis, it was there.
No score yet. Streaks 0 for 3 from the field. UT yet to put up a shot.
This is Pena on the dribble, stops out of the key and gives to Lewis. Lewis out high, dribbles left, guarded by Kira Kilgore. Now fakes, goes baseline, picks it up. Good recovery by Kira, kicks it out top to Hull.
Hole. Travel.
Yeah, travel, they didn't call it. Now gives to Lewis, left wing for three, missed it. Rebound, Grace Nelson for the streaks. Grace on the run. Up court it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Right wing back to Grace between the circle. Stops, fires a three from out high. Go!
There we go.
Grace Nelson gets the streaks on the board with 6:05 to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 Galesburg.
Well, and what I really liked about that, Tom, was we've seen Grace be hesitant to shoot in the past, and that time no one came out to guard her. She just stepped right into her shot. She's got to do that to make herself a threat on the floor.
And
travel,
it goes, yeah, 3 seconds. I was going to say, they got
either
it inside.
Way.
Yeah. Awu was posted up already, and then Hull got her the ball on probably at least the one, if not two count, and she kind of dropped it, pivoted one way, then the other way.
Switched
her
pivot feet.
Yeah, switched to pivot foot, and then they called the 3 seconds. So what, that three turnovers on them now?
That is 3 turnovers on them. 4 possessions, 3 turnovers. Not a good ratio for Coach Walker.
Alexis left baseline for three, missed it, rebound.
Over the back.
Abby Langenfelter was able to pull it away even with the over the back. It lost the handle, but Abby Davidson comes away with it, gives to Grace Nelson, streaks will reset.
That was a blatant one, too,
because
it sent Langenfelter shooting towards the baseline there.
Grace with it to Kiara out high left side. 5:19 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-0. Out right wing it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Grace Nelson. Top of the key. Thought about the three as Lewis closed out on her.
Tom, the other thing that we kind of talked about last time we played this team is I don't know that their conditioning level's high enough. If the streaks really get them moving, it's going to benefit them in the third and fourth quarters.
Left baseline, it goes to Kiara, back out to Grace on the left side. Now Alexis Edgerson out high on the right side. Bounces for Kiara Kilgore, right baseline. She'll penetrate. Steps
nice
up and under Awu. Nice
move.
And Kiara gets a shot up and in. Awu came flying out at her, and she went up and under her and laid it up.
Well,
and
the hesitation, too. She took that sidestep, let Awu go by, and then took the shot. Kind of just floated there for a second.
5-0 streaks, 4:37 to play here in the first quarter. And it goes to Awu. She
get
lost
the
handle on it. Now it could be another 3 seconds.
Three.
And they didn't call it. And the shot was missed by, was that not Lewis, it was Castaneda.
Castaneda.
And now it's going to go out off of, the rebound goes off of UT. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. In for the streaks is Capri Ferguson, Juniper Schwartzman, and Grace Nelson and Abby Davis to get a break. 4:26 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-0. Left wing goes to Kiara Kilgore, out high, Capri Ferguson left to the center circle. Now high right side to Alexis Edgerson, back to Capri between the circles.
The other interesting thing about this 2-3 zone, Tom, is that Awu is not playing the middle of the baseline.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I would have her, with how big she is, I'd have her in the middle.
Abby Lingenfelter, 16-footer from just about straight on the feed from Capri Ferguson. Abby showing some range there and make it 7-0 streaks. Much better start than the other night. Eric, you missed out on a good one.
I looked at the score afterwards, and I was like, wow. I'm glad I didn't take the drive all the way down to Quincy.
That goes to Castaneda down on the left block, and she gets it up off the glass and in. That's the first UT basket with under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter, 7-2 streaks. Abby Lingenfelter to Kiara Kilgore, left baseline, thought about the three. Awu was coming out at her.
That's the downside of being on that side of the floor is Awu was playing that corner.
Thought maybe she'd go the fake and then go baseline on her, but decided to let it go. Now Kiara's got it again on the baseline.
There
That's
you
what
go.
She did, right past Awu and got fouled by Castaneda.
Foul. Oh, it's
or I think. Well, I'm not sure what they call it.
I don't know. Awu hit her from behind, so I think you can go either way. He puts up a two.
Well, I think two shots, Let's see, who are they going to call?
Oh, Castaneda.
Yep, Castaneda picks up her first foul, foul in the ball game, and that's going to put Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. 2 shots, 3:23 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 7-2, and that one rolls off no good. First substitution for United Township, and in comes Z Miyake. We're just calling her Z. I don't think that's what Coach Walker said last
time. Last time, yeah. I think you're right.
Zainab, I think. Abby Davidson back in. She replaces Juniper Schwartzman. So Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. She's got 2 points, looking for her third. This one is up and bounces high, no good. Rebound comes away to Castaneda. She'll give way to Hall. Hall in the backcourt, lots of handle on, now looking for help. Now gets it across to Lewis. Lewis, free throw line, stops, steps back, pulls up with a 14-footer, good. Nice touch on that one by Tia Lewis, hit the front iron and then dropped.
Yeah, and she shot faked Abby Davidson, or pass faked Abby Davidson, and for some reason Abby went back on her heels and then gave enough space for Lewis to hit it over the top of her.
7-4 streaks. Inside it goes to Abby Davidson down on the left block, and a foul is going to get called. Is it going to go against Castaneda, or is that going to go
Miyake,
against
I think Miyake? Miyake handcuffed her.
It does go against, Miyake, and that is her first. Second team foul. Now mass timeout. 2:53 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 7, United Township 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
2:53 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 7, United Township 4. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. And the girls have come out looking a whole lot better than the Thursday night game. That was just it was just such a struggle the other night with Quincy, and I don't know why. It was just a weird.
I feel like the girls struggle a lot playing in that gym, auxiliary gym, because you're playing, it's kind of got that field house vibe to it.
And yeah. Capri Ferguson to inbound from the left baseline. Tried to get it to Abby Davidson or Abby Langenfeld for too much traffic, but Alexis Edgerson took it away. Oh, then she double dribbled. Yeah, she was going to make the pass to Capri, and then the defender got there, and she took an extra dribble after she picked it up. So good defense by Alexis, but Streaks turned it over.
It's one of those ones where you just want Alexis to grab it and get back into the offense.
Pena with it, right side, cut off by Capri Ferguson. Tried to go baseline, cut off again. Now Abby Lingenfeld, a nice job fronting on Castaneda, knocks it out of bounds. Panthers will have it on the right baseline, and it will be Lewis to inbound. So they got Abu on the bench still. Tia Lewis to inbound.
She wasn't having much of an impact on the game when she was in there.
And it comes to Hull. She's got it out between the circles, dribbles right, guarded by Alexis Edgerson. Again, Alexis started this afternoon. Caden Slavik not available, out with nursing an injury. Pena with it out high left side now. 2:23 to play in the quarter. Pena dribbles right, gives right wing to Hull. Down on the right block, it goes to Castaneda. Up off the glass, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes away to Abby Langenfelter. Capri Ferguson up court, it goes to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. She stops, pulls up with a 17-footer, way short. And the rebound comes to Pena for United Township. Oh, and Kiara knocked it away from Pena. I thought it went off of Kiara last, but they said it was knocked off of Pena, and the Streaks get it back. And it comes to Abby Davidson, 10-footer left side on the feed from Capri Ferguson, inbound, up and good. First basket for Abby Davidson, make it 9-4 Streaks, under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
And my favorite part of that shot there, Tom, by Abby, was she didn't fade away. She caught the ball and was going towards the basket, so she just rose up and hit that little jump shot.
Hole drives baseline, nice defense from Alexis Edgerson. And the rebound, Abby Davidson. Now it's Capri Ferguson on the run. Right wing goes right baseline to Alexis Edgerson. She takes it back out and sets the offense. Now it's Capri Ferguson on the dribble out high. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter. Stops, fires a three left side. Good!
Wow.
Abby Lingenfelter showing the range again here. She's got five, both from the perimeter. 12-4 Streaks. 1:25 to play first quarter.
Feel free to have a game here, Abby Lingenfelter.
Absolutely. Oh, boy. Nice, good defense by Capri. She got in front of Pena and cut her off, but they called her for a blocking foul, unfortunately.
Yeah, she's not happy either. Showed some emotion there. She's got to be careful because she jumped back towards the baseline and kind of threw her hands up and looked at the bench.
First team foul on the Streaks. Awu back in. She replaces Pena. And it'll be Lewis to inbound. Gets it into Castaneda, right wing back to Lewis on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Inside to Awu, and she lost the handle. And it's going to go back to the streets. Another United Township turnover.
And Awu just looks out of sorts.
Yeah, she really
right now.
Does.
She's not catching the ball cleanly. She kind of looks lost on the offensive end.
Yeah, she looked better when we played him out there. She had some struggles catching the ball some, but she did look much better when we played him out there. I think she had like 10 in that game or 11, something like that. Left baseline, Kiara Kilgore fires a three, short.
Wow.
Rebound comes down to Castaneda.
Short and wide.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was worried about Awu down there or.
It looked like she was almost behind the glass. She was way down near the baseline when she took the shot. Now driving left baseline up. Shot is, oh, they're going to count it.
Yeah, that's a lot of continuation there.
Hall laid it up and in, but he blew the whistle. She was still out on the perimeter and before she put the shot up, but it's going to count, and she'll go to the free throw line with a chance of the traditional three-point play. Grace Nelson back in. She'll replace Capri Ferguson. 53.9 to play in the first 12-6 streaks lead.
They call Alexis for that foul.
So Alexis Edgerson. Well, that's her
first.
One I said was on her was on Capri. Okay, so first on Alexis. So the three-point play converted as Hall hits the free throw. 50 seconds to play. Kiara with it out high left side. Now Grace Nelson out on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Back to Kiara. Now Grace between the circles with 40 to play. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson.
No movement on the streak's offensive end.
Free throw line it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Back to Grace Nelson. Fires a three out high right side. That's short. Rebound Lewis for United Township. Up court it goes to Hall. Hold out high on the left side, 23 seconds to play in the quarter. Stops inside the top of the key and banked in an 18-footer. My goodness. That's hard to do if you're trying to. 12-9. Now Kiara left wing with 11. Grace, right wing it goes to Alexis. Now Grace, now Kiara left wing. Puts it on the floor, penetrates into the paint, up over Abel.
Oh,
got fouled,
foul.
No call. My goodness, she came down on her arm and got her with the body both. And all three officials, nothing. My goodness. There was not a clean block in there at all.
No.
But the first quarter comes to an end. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Panthers. It's Galesburg 12, United Township 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at Galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you.
Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Come on to start the second quarter. Hall, nice defense by the Streaks. Careful there, Kiara. Don't want to get a reach call. Now they got her trapped. They get it to Miyake. Now right baseline, Lewis. Inside pass knocked away and stolen by Abby Davidson.
Yeah, great job by Abby Davidson. That's one of those steals where you just had your hands up and you were able to get basketball.
Second quarter underway, 12-9, Streaks lead. Abby Lingenfelter on high left side. Left wing it goes to Kiara Kilgore. Back out to Grace Nelson. Out high right side, Alexis Edgerson. Now Grace Nelson between the circles, and they're sticking with the – well, now I'm not sure. It's kind of, sometimes it looks like a 1-2-2. Sometimes it looks like, oh, no, they're going
they're man.
Now they're in man. All right. Grace right wing with it. Top of the key, Alexis Edgerson. Gets a pick from Abby Davis. Stops at the free throw line. 15-footers miss. I think Lewis might have gotten a piece of it. And Awu with a rebound for United Township. Hull's going to bring it up and set the offense, working against Alexis Edgerson. Dribbles right out high.
I wonder if Alexis is dealing with some nerves because all three of her shots have been well off the mark.
Yeah. Now Lewis has it out high on the right side and lost a handle on it, got it back. Now it is Hull out near the center circle. 6:49 to play in the first half, 12-9 streaks. Hull picks it up out high right side, and it goes to Awu. Drives down, lays it up, too strong off the glass, gets her own rebound, missed again, gets her own rebound again, and just scoops it up and in. That's what you can't allow to happen.
Right.
But it's tough once she's that low. You can't put a body on her to push her off, though.
Yeah.
And well, when she's that tall and long arms, 6'4", and long arms.
Right. You almost, once the first one goes up, somebody has to sneak underneath her and just try to root her backwards.
Ball got knocked out of bounds by Miyake on the far sideline in front of United Township bench. Streaks will get it back. Juniper Schwartzman, Capri Ferguson back in. Abby Davidson, Grace Nelson will get a break. Kira will inbound from in front of the United Township bench. Streaks now lead 12-11, 6:23 to play here in the first half.
UT's on a 7-0 run. Streaks have not scored in quite some time. They had 12 points about midway through that first quarter.
Juniper Schwartzman, left wing with it to Abby Langenfelter. Capri down on the right block. It goes to
Kira. Oh, nice
up and
play.
In and fouled by Awu. I'm glad they called it because she kind of bodied up. She had her hand straight up and down, but then she kind of moved into to Kira and kind of bodied up on her, and they got the call. That was a great tough shot.
No, it was Juniper.
Oh, it was Juniper. I'm sorry. I thought that was Kira down there. So Juniper Schwartzman with a nice move puts it up and in and converts the traditional three-point play. So the Streaks now lead 15-11. That's first foul on Awu. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Lewis gets it across midcourt after the ball had gotten tapped. Now gets it to Pena back in. Drives right baseline. Pena with a runner. No good. Rebound knocked away by Juniper Schwartzman. And Kira comes up with it. Kira on the run. Got pushed from behind. Goes down the right side. Lays it up. Missed it. And Lewis with a rebound for United Township. Quickly back the other way to Pena. Pena left wing. Stops. Fires a three. Missed it. Rebound Juniper Schwartzman for the Streaks. Gives way to Capri Ferguson. She'll set the offense. 5:40 to play first half. 15-11 Galesburg. Left wing Alexis Edgerson with it. Puts it on the floor, gets to Kara top the key. She'll fire the three and banks it in. Yeah, we'll take it any way we can get it.
Well, Kara has been struggling from the three-point arc. 0-for-3 so far in this one, and so it's nice to get one, and even if it is a bank.
18-11 Streaks. Doesn't matter if she called it either. We didn't have to hear it.
6-0 run now for the Streaks. Answer that 7-0 run by UT. Let's see if they can keep pushing.
Pena fires a three right side. High
I think that went off the shot clock.
That's what Coach Massey's saying, and the officials are just looking at him. And Awu got the rebound, put it back up and in.
It should have been
a dead ball and gone to the Streaks.
I can't believe they missed that. I saw it from all the way up here. We're on the other side of the floor.
Now Kara gets to get pushed again, and actually Capri got pushed out of bounds on the dribble. They didn't call that on the pass to Kara. Kara got pushed on the shot. Foul's going to go against Miyake, and that is her second. That's going to put Kara at the free throw line with two shots, and the coach is still talking about the fact
that the official's saying yes, like it did go off the shot clock. It shouldn't have counted then.
He said it
went off the shot clock, and he's shaking his head yes.
So it should have been a dead ball then. First free throw. Kira struggling from the free throw line. She's missed three now. 5 points in the game, 18-13 is the Streaks lead. Abby Davidson back in, replacing Juniper Schwartzman.
Some of these officiating crews we've seen this year. I don't know if it's like, well, it's not my call, so I'm not going to make the call.
But they all three saw it, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Kira nearly had the steal after the rebound came down. She knocked it away.
Kira now 0-for-4 from the stripe.
And this is Hull with it. Brings across, met by Alexis Edgerson. Now Lewis with it right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Too strong. Rebound weak side. Capri Ferguson. Up court it goes. Up, and she overthrew Alexis, and she's not able to run it down, so the Streaks turn it over.
Just the third turnover for the Streaks. There's seven for UT.
4:31 to play in the half. 18-13 is the Galesburg lead. The Streaks playing without Cadence Leidick this afternoon, nursing an injury to her leg. So Alexis Edgerson got the start. Pena with it for UT out high. Gives to Castaneda at the left elbow. Knocked away by Capri Ferguson. Now she's going to tie her
up. Good job.
Good job by Capri,
Capri got down on the floor and tied her up. She didn't just watch her pick it back up. Capri got low with her and got her hands on the basketball. Didn't try to do too much. Didn't try to push her over. So Capri was able to tie her up, and it's turnover to the Streaks.
Possession of points our way. Capri has it. Gives out high left side to Abby Langenfelter. Now Abby Davidson right wing to Capri Ferguson. Capri looks over the defense. Oof. Back door to Abby Davidson. Puts it out. Shot blocked by Awu. And Awu brings down the rebound. Gives it to Pena. Pena on the run right side. Cut off by Capri Ferguson.
That's where you got to know what the defense is right there. Shrieks tried to go back door, but they went back door to Awu's side. So even though the pass got over the top, it was going to be a tough shot for Abby anyway.
High-low Lewis to Castaneda. Missed the shot. They're going to call the push on
Thought it was Abby Lingenfelter, but I thought
yeah, it is. Okay.
I thought he put up a 12.
That's what I thought.
Like.
That's what it looked like. Like, wait a minute. Didn't think Capri was around there. Now a full timeout, mask timeout.
And again, I don't understand why we're doing it when somebody's at the free throw line.
Yeah. So 3:48 to play in the first half. It is Galesburg 18, United Township 13. You're listening. Oh, they're down there discussing now. The two of the three officials.
I don't think they knew the rule.
Yeah.
Based on the reaction from the other official.
Yeah, because the one agreed that, yeah, I did hit it. Well, that makes it a dead ball then. Yeah, they're talking about it. Well, we'll take a timeout. 3:48 to play first half. Galesburg 18, United Township 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL with this reminder. A blood drive sponsored by the Galesburg Lions Club and Impact Life Blood Center will be held at the lower level of the Galesburg City Hall on Friday, February 4th from 11:30 to 2:30. All blood will be used locally. Masks and appointments are required. Find out how to make your appointment on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Sarah Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, leading the United Township Panthers 18-13. It'll be Karina Castaneda at the free throw line with two shots off the Abby Lingefelter foul, her first of the game. First free throw up and good. So they're two for two from the line. We're one for five. 18-14 now. Castaneda's second shot up and in and out, no good. Rebound. Boy, Abu went over the back of Abby Davidson. And honestly, it probably should be their ball if you're not calling the foul.
Well, and a very generous no call, too, because, I mean, just by the nature of how that ball came down and where Abu was, it was pretty clear she was over the back.
Kiera, right side, stops, fires a 12-footer. Good.
Nice look there from Kiera. She does a good job of finding space. She takes a quick couple dribbles, gets to a spot that's open, and then gets a quick shot up.
She's got seven, make it 20-14. Hull inside. Nice job by Abu
Davidson. Over the top.
Yeah, and again,
they tried
Abby
to throw that ball up to Abu. Abby slid in front of her. The pass pretty much came directly to Abby, and Abu jumped over the back of her to try to knock the ball away. I don't know how that wasn't a foul on Abu.
Same with, you know, the over the back down here. You block her out, and you got to call that.
Right, I mean, because if she's going through the defensive player, it's a foul.
Oh, Castaneda got free on the inbound but missed the easy shot. Kiera with a rebound. Kiera on the run. Three on one. Splits the defenders and got knocked away from. Oh, they're going to say it was off Kiera. Ooh. I thought it got knocked away from behind. I don't know.
Kiera felt that way, too, based on her reaction.
Yeah, I think it was Pena that had reached up and I thought looked like smacked the ball. So that is a streak turnover with 3:04 to play. Castaneda at the left elbow now drives into the paint, kicks over to Pena on the left wing and travel with it.
Yeah. Shuffled the feet before she took off to try to drive the lane.
Just under 3 minutes to play first half. 20-14 is the Galesburg lead. Grace Nelson will bring it up and set for the Streaks. Cross midcourt in the center circle. Gets to Kiera atop the key, gets a pick from Abby Davidson, steps back, fires a three, banked it in again. It's all right, it goes in, doesn't matter.
Right. I don't think she's banked in two all season up to this point. She's got two in this game.
She's got a smile on her face, and that gives us, biggest lead of the game at
nine? Yeah, nine.
Now Lewis has it right wing, working against Kiera, gets a pick from Awu, drives into the paint, and I think Kiera got lucky on that one because she smacked the ball and didn't get called. Now Awu has it down on the block. And what are they going to call?
She was standing out of bounds.
So it goes back to the Streaks with 2:22 to play.
I was going to say, she kind of like caught it and then started looking down at her feet, which is usually a dead giveaway that you think you're out of bounds.
Well, now Kerry Walker calls a timeout, 30-second timeout, 2:22 to play here in the first half. It's Galesburg 23, United Township 14. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. When we're on the road, they provide transportation to all our games, whether it's boys basketball, girls basketball, football. We always get a really nice vehicle. In fact, Brad and Jeremy will be on the road in their game. In fact, what time is it? Got to be getting close to 2 o'clock. They're just getting underway at, or was it a 2:10 pregame? Where are we at here? They were playing down at Manual. Manual, and 2:10 pregame, taking on Richwoods at the Manual shootout. And again, 2:10 pregame, and that game will be starting on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Then once the girls are wrapped up, we will pick up the boys game. That'll be coming up later on when this one gets finished. All right, Streaks with it, 2:18 to play in the half. Abby Davidson, left corner, gives to Abby Langenfelter. She'll fire the three left wing, partially blocked by Awu, and Lewis comes away with it for United Township.
Lewis showing the handles up top against Kira, and Kira's not falling for it. She's just waiting for Lewis to turn the corner so that she can try to get a pick.
Now it's Hull with it, working against Alexis Edgerson, brings it back out left to the center circle. Ooh, inside, a near steal by Kira. Now the ball goes to the floor. Lewis able to get away. Five-footer from straight on, up and good. That's unfortunate that it didn't work out for the Streaks on that one. So Lewis with her second basket, 23-16. Left corner, Abby Davidson. Now it's Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Grace Nelson with it. Gives to Kira at the free throw line, working against Awu. Now steps back. She'll fire the three again. Ooh, too strong.
I thought
on that,
that one was
yeah.
good.
Looked like that one was going to go in without glass, but just a little bit too strong on it. 23-16 Streaks. 1:20 to play here in the first half. Right wing it goes to Hall down on the right block. Awu leans in. And,
oh,
yeah, Abby Davis.
Call Abby.
Yeah,
well, Abby had a lot of contact.
Yeah, she started to go straight up, and Awu kind of came into her, but Abby kind of reached as she went straight up initially, then kind of brought the hands down.
Yeah, I think if Abby had, instead of bringing the hands down, kept them straight up, she might not have gotten called for that one.
So Awu goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 4 points, and the first free throw is too strong.
Off the back iron.
Checking in for United Township is Mackenzie Iams, Very, very slightly built compared
very
to the
slender.
Other girls on their yeah. team, including Awu at 6'4". Missed the second one. Now we have a lane violation.
Right?
I think Castaneda got in there too soon.
Yeah.
You're going to say one of the Streaks got in too soon? They're giving her another shot? Oh, they're saying Kiera got in too soon.
That's interesting because Castaneda
yeah,
was
Castaneda
the only
was
one
like,
in the lane at
yeah,
one point.
Yeah, she came across and she was to the ball on the other side of the rim as it came off.
The only thing I can think of is maybe Kira stepped in initially and then tried to back off and we just didn't see
yeah.
it.
So Awu will get another second shot at it and hit that one. 23-17, 1:15 to play. Clock now, the clock started. Kira's got it out high left side. Now Abby Davidson, Grace Nelson on the right wing. Grace to Kira, lost a handle on it and had to run it down. Gets it to Alexis Edgerson. Alexis splits the defenders down the lane, up and in, and
we got
one.
A foul or
yeah,
a travel?
Yeah, it should be. I don't know. What are we calling?
Did he wave off the basket?
He indicated
a push, and they're pointing
well,
at the baseline.
Oh, my goodness. On the dribble, oh, my goodness. He blew the whistle. She had already split the defenders and was going up with a shot.
Well, and we saw the one down at the other
yeah.
end where she
yeah,
the
she
whistle
was outside
got blown
the lane.
While she was at the free throw line.
Wow. Who'd they call the foul
I don't,
on even?
I still don't know.
I think it was Pena. I saw him indicate a foul. Well, she's not out there, though. It couldn't have been her. I'm not even sure. In it comes to Alexis Edgerson, a minute to play in the half. Wow. She had split the defenders, was going up for the shot when he blew the whistle.
Did they call an inadvertent whistle?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Abby Lingenfelter tried to bounce for Alexis. Streaks turned it over as Castaneda stole it away.
How many fouls do you have for them?
Four.
That ball almost. So, well, they called
four.
It on somebody.
Yeah, who did? Let's see.
Travel this 42. Time called on Iams.
So UT turns it over. Let's see. They've got one for Awu.
Castaneda.
They've got one for Castaneda
I
up
have
on
both
the board.
Of those.
I have two on Miyake. So I don't know who did.
Yeah.
What did Pena go out of the game?
They just gave a second one to Castaneda on the board.
Okay. All right. So, well, I saw him indicate maybe he did have a 5-0 up. Kira penetrates and gets tied up by Iams, able to get it back. Puts it on the floor, gives to Grace. 23 seconds to play in the half. Streaks with a 23-17 lead. Coach Massey says, pull it out. Let's work for one.
No count. I don't know if officials just don't like counting anymore, but we've seen a lot of games where
now he's counting.
No count.
Now Kiera dribbles right to the right baseline, picks it up, gives to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key.
Nice
to Abby
play.
Davidson in the paint, little 5-4 in and out, good. Alexis Edgerson with a rebound up at the buzzer, no call. Three people on top of her and no foul called.
Well, I knew she was going to have a hard, it was going to be hard for her to get a call down there because Awu was down there
yeah.
and some other girls and they were probably just going to call it a clean block regardless of what happened.
Well, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead. At the half, it is Galesburg 23, United Township 17. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about this one. Run down halftime stats as well. Streaks lead it 23-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Galesburg on Saturday, February 19th from 11 until 1. Registration starts at 10:30. Sign up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight. Find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get signed up now at galesburg.info, keyword lose weight.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button. It's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ouch. Maybe if you slow down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouch.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Alfano's Pizza, Main Street, Knoxville.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care.
It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, FNM Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 23-17. I would not say, and Eric, you would agree, not the cleanest played game we've seen, but it looks a whole lot better than the game did the other night. That's what that was kind of sad. That's how rough that one was. But the Streaks with the lead here, and in control, but they're playing some pretty good defense and just got to get a little bit more going on the offensive end, it seems like.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I think that the big thing on the offensive end, and we kind of saw this a little last weekend too, is identifying what defense that you're playing against. Because initially it seemed like, you know, when they came out and had a 2-3, initially the Streaks were doing a lot of standing around. And then when they switched to the man-to-man, I think it took a couple possessions for the Streaks to realize they went man-to-man and to run their man-to-man offense and get those openings that they have there. The other thing is... Awu's a force defensively on the floor. She hasn't really been much offensively, but you've got to know where she is on the floor. For some reason, UT's kept her only on one side of the floor at a time, and if that's the case and you see her away from the basket, that's when you attack the basket, because none of these other girls on this team, they're taller, but they're not going to jump with you.
So it seems like a low-scoring game, and it is. Streaks outscored them 12-9 in the first quarter, 11-8 in the second quarter. But the other night, Streaks were 8 in the first and the second, and then 5-4 in the third and fourth. Jeez. So we don't want to see another game like that. So maybe we'll see like 20 in the third and 30 in the fourth. That'd be okay with it.
Just put it away.
All right, so the Galesburg Eye boys are playing this afternoon as well. They'll be down at the Emanuel Shootout. They'll take on the Richwoods Knights, and that game is scheduled to get underway at 2:30, so a 2:10 pregame with Brad. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell. That game is going to start on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And then once we're finished up here this afternoon, we'll pick up the boys. And when they're finished, we'll pick up the Illini. They're playing. Are they at Northwestern, I think, up in Evanston?
I think so.
Evanston and taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. And that one is scheduled to get underway at 3:30 start up there. So we'll pick up the end of the Illini game once we're all done with all the high school basketball here on WGIL. Take a timeout, come back and run down some halftime stats and bring you the second half. Streaks lead 23-17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Start the new year with 0% financing for up to 72 months on brand new Rams at Yemen Galesburg. This is Brandon Kinney. Start something new, like a new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn. Get 0% for 72 months, plus rebates. Start something new, like your new Ram today, from YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax title license stock fee extra with approved credit.
Earth date present day. Dave's Autobody repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Autobody.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
I was in the market of getting into the rental business. His name was actually on the sign, so I just called his number, and he's been really great to work with.
Neil Buck of East Galesburg knew that to get into the business of rental property, he was going to need a trustworthy realtor on his side. Luckily, our paths crossed. I'm Bradley Hicks with Century 21 Affiliated.
It was actually a competitive situation where there was quite a few offers. The advice he gave me actually is the reason why I got it, even though there was more money offered.
I love it when my expertise can help one of my clients make money. Let me do the same for you. Visit BradleyHIX.com.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 15. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 27. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 17. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 40. While Monday night, an overnight low of 31. The extended forecast, the outlook for Tuesday, cloudy with a slight chance of rain early in the day, then a chance of snow with a high of 39. In downtown Galesburg, it's sunny and 30 at WGIL.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up the yellow WGIL button at Wordsmith Bookshop in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the United Township Panthers 23-17. Let's get into some halftime stats. Streaks led in scoring by Kiera Kilgore with 10 points, a couple of threes, and a couple of twos, 0 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Abby Lingenfelter on a 2 and a 3. 3 for Grace Nelson on a 3-pointer. Juniper Schwartzman with 3 on a traditional 3-point play, a basket and a free throw. 2 points for Abby Davidson on a basket. Streaks with 4 3-pointers in the first half. Struggled from the line, just 1 for 5. For United Township, 5 points for Lorena Awu, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 for Sierra Hall on a couple of baskets and a free throw. 4 points for Tia Lewis on 2 baskets. 3 for Katarina Castaneda on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. They didn't hit any threes. They were 3 for 5 from the free throw line. One of the statistics I like looking at are the number of turnovers in the first half from what we've had over the last 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, 5 turnovers is all for the Streaks in that first half. So that's a nice job taking care of the basketball. UT turned it over 11 times. Streaks did get out rebounded 19-11, and 10 of those 19 were by Lorena Awu. Offensive rebounding, UT has 5. Streaks only have 2. Streaks shot the ball 9 of 24 in that first half, 4 of 11 from downtown. UT was 7 of 20, 0 of 4 from downtown.
What'd they have for turnovers?
Only 11.
11, okay. All right, so I was missing one for them. Actually, missing a couple. All right, so the Streaks lead at 23-17, just about ready to get the second half underway. Again, the boys coming up at 2:10. We might be past that point. Pre-game, they should be getting underway on 92.7 FM, the Laser, as they're taking on Richwood's down at the manual shootout. I have not kept track of what's going on in Peoria. What's Richwood's been like this season?
I don't think they're one of the stronger teams in Peoria. Central's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, I think, has struggled a little bit compared to where they thought they were going to be.
Notre Dame's had a good season.
And Notre Dame has a good season. They have, I'm trying to think of what the guy's name was, Cooper Koch or Cook, that went to Iowa. His son.
Oh, J.R.'s Koch. Yeah. J.R. Koch's son. That's right. Yep. All right. Abilene Felter streaks with it to start the second half. Now to Kiera Kilgore, high on the right side. Kiera on the dribble, working against Hall. Gives to Grace Nelson near the center circle. Second half underway. Now Abby Lingenfelter top of the key with it. Right wing to Kiera. Now it goes to Alexis Edgerson out high left side. Three-pointer good.
Nice.
Alexis Edgerson. Now that'll get rid of the nerves.
Yeah, that was a good-looking shot. She was able to step into it, get it, catch the ball in rhythm, and able to just rise up and hit it.
Equals the streak's biggest lead of the game at 9. Lewis with it on the right wing for United Township. Now Pena out high right side, 26-17 streak, 7:15 to play here in the third quarter. Lewis at the free throw line, fakes down the right side.
Oh, what a defensive play by Kiera
Kilgore. Yeah, knocked away as Lewis faked, got past her, then Kiera recovered, and as she tried to go up with it, Kiera stripped it away, and it went out of bounds back to UT. Lewis to inbound, and it comes to Abu down the block, kicks back out to Lewis, fakes again. You got some good post moves now. Three seconds.
Yep. I was
Abel
say.
Was in the paint that entire play from the before they inbounded. They inbounded it to her. She was standing in the paint. She kicked it out to Lewis, still standing there. Lewis made a move, and she's still standing there.
Well, and Lewis traveled with the ball when she went to collect it too. She kind of got it caught up and took a couple steps.
Grace has it knocked away by Pena, able to get it back. Now looks for help, gets it out to Abby Lingenfelter on high left side, back to Grace. She'll reset.
And what I liked right there, Tom, was Abby came all the way out and acted as a safety valve. We've seen too many times the girls kind of just stand there and don't get far enough out. She knew she had Awu on her, so all she had to do was clear the three-point arc, and Awu wasn't coming out after her.
Kiera drives baseline, now stops on the left baseline for three, missed it. Rebound, Awu went over the back of Abby Lingenfelter for it and takes it away.
Yeah, but the likelihood with her being able to reach up and grab it like that, it's pretty – slight that they're actually going to call her for that over the back.
Left elbow, Lewis drives in, pulls up a little seven-footer, counted it. Where's the foul?
I don't know.
Or you could have called Kiera. She had, Lewis had backed her up and kind of faded away. Put the shot up. My goodness. Wow. So that's the first on Kiera.
We've struggled with this crew before.
Yep. Lewis puts the shot up and in. They called a foul on Kiera. That's her first, and free throws up and good for Tia Lewis. 26-20. Ball got away.
Yeah.
So Streak's going to inbound. All right, Grace Nelson to set. 6:17 to play third quarter. Streak's lead 26-20. Abby Lingenfelter out high left side. Picks up, looks out. Back door goes to Kiera.
Nice.
Down, gets behind, up and in.
Travel.
Doggone it.
She hesitated. I couldn't see her feet, so I couldn't see if she shuffled them. She hesitated to let the defender go by, and they're going to say she shuffled
I didn't
feet.
See it. Coach Massey didn't like the call, though, and he was in a spot where he could see it.
Yeah, I just couldn't see her feet, so I couldn't tell one way or the other.
This is Hull with it. Left wing cut off by Alexis Edgerson, now looking for help. Knocked away by Alexis. Goes into the UT bench, and they'll have it an inbound there. 5:54 to play third. Streak's lead 26-20. Lewis now to inbound. And it comes to Castaneda, right back to Lewis in front of the UT bench, guarded by Kiera Kilgore. Lewis crosses over just inside the free throw line, dumps down to Awu, puts a shot up and travel. They didn't call, no good. Castaneda, I mean, she came down with the ball, then took two steps. They didn't see it. Castaneda got the rebound, put it back up in. She's got five, now it's 26-22.
Streets just have been unable to pull away in this one.
Ooh. Now Kiera gets knocked to the floor. Thank you.
Finally,
the official right under the basket wasn't going to make the call. Kiera, she reversed a layup and got knocked to the floor, and the official right on the play didn't make the call. The official out on the right wing made it.
It's going to be Castaneda's third.
Yeah, that's three on Karina Castaneda, and Kiera goes to the free throw line. Struggled so far. She's 0 for 4 from the line, 10 points in the game. And rattles that one through a little bit hard. Just not a lot of arc on that one.
No, she doesn't seem to have her touch right now from the stripe.
Back in for United Township. Yeah.
Once you get that first one, sometimes it helps make you find that range.
Miyake in for UT. Second shot for Kiera there. That one looked good. She's got 12 now, make it 28-22. Streets will pick up with full court pressure, and it comes to Pena. Now they get it to Hall. Now they got a 3-on-2 break hole. Nice job defensively by Grace Nelson, cutting it off and The teammates get now Hall That's loses the ball out of bounds, and that was a nice job by Grace Nelson. She tapped it a couple times, got in there, and then Hall just dribbled once and lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, Grace got just enough of it to kind of shoot it between the legs of Hall, and then she couldn't find it.
Abby Lingenfelter to Kira Kilgore, left wing. Kira drives baseline, hesitates, and now
riding the whole way.
Yep. Is it Miyake?
Should be.
If so, that's her third. Yeah.
Yep,
Miyake now has three, and that's two team fouls, second half on UT. Grace to inbound from the left baseline.
Look at her.
In it comes Abby Davidson, wide open, lays it up and in, and Lewis had lost her footing and fell out of bounds, and Grace didn't see it, that it happened initially. Abby was standing there wide open, finally got it to her, puts it up and in. She's got four 30-22 streaks, just under five to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, finally somebody yelled, get her to the ball, and they were able to find her, but she was wide open there as Lewis was slow to get off the floor.
Lewis gives to the right elbow to Miyake. Now it's Pena, left wing to Hall. Hall, yeah, Abu just standing in the lane, and they're not calling. They're not even counting. Now Hall misses from the free throw line out over the back
on Miyake.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny to listen to the Streaks fans yell, 3 seconds, 3 seconds. I don't know how she was in there the entire time.
Well, this official over here that's heading to the sideline, mm-hmm. He's the only one that I've seen even count. And he's the one that's called the 2 3-second calls. Neither of these other two guys have even started counting to the 3 seconds.
So that's four on Miyake now, and she's still on the floor. Now she's got Castaneda up to check in for her. Abby Lingenfelter out
high. Get it to Kira.
Back door to Kira, left side. Fakes, gets between the defenders. Oh, my goodness. There's an official right under the basket that didn't call the foul, and the official out near midcourt called a travel on Kira. Wow.
Wow.
And again, Coach Massey's talking to the official underneath. He's like, okay, one, there wasn't a travel. Two, there was a foul. Wow. So that'll be a Streaks turnover.
And how does the guy out by the scorer's table calling that when there's a guy on top of the play?
Yeah. Now Kira with the steal. Took it right away from Lewis. Kira on the run. 3-on-2 break for the Streaks. Kira right side. Alexis Ederson fires a three. Good!
Big three.
That's two for Alexis Ederson. She's got six, 33-22. Biggest lead of the ball game is 11 for the Streaks. Under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. This is Castaneda, drives left side, puts a shot up, can't hit. Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound, gets to Capri Ferguson. Capri, cross midcourt, right side, and gets bumped by Pena.
That was just a bad foul by Pena.
Yeah.
Pena just reached in to knock it away and just full body bump on Capri. I don't know what the end game was there.
Yeah, that's her first. Inbound comes to Alexis Ederson down on the right baseline. Puts on the floor, back out to Capri Ferguson. Now it's Abby Lingenfelter. Left wing to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara puts on the floor. Left elbow. Nice dump underneath to Abby Lingenfelter. Got knocked away, though, but Abby gets it back. Now to Juniper Schwartzman, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Alexis Ederson. 3:23 to play in the quarter. 33-22 is the Streaks' lead. Capri right of the center circle. Now Abby Lingenfelter to Kiara, left wing. Kiara drives baseline. And what's
the
call going to be
this time?
We're going
to get a block call this time on Castaneda. This should be her fourth.
He was way out of position. He was way over on the right side of the baseline. So that's
four
on Castaneda now.
And this is going to be the max timeout.
Coach Massey still chatting with the official a little bit. All right, 3:11 to play here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 33, United Township 22. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
3:11 to play, third quarter. It's Galesburg 33, United Township 22. Streaks with a basketball coming out of the mask timeout. Capri Ferguson, Abby Lingenfelter, Juniper Schwartzman, Alexis Ederson, and Kira Kilgore in for the Streaks. They'll have it. Capri will inbound from the left baseline. Streaks with the 11-point lead, 33-22. And it comes to Kira. Left baseline, puts it on the floor, penetrates, kicks out to Alexis, top of the key. Now it's Capri Ferguson with it between the circles. And resets. Now it's Kira with it to the free throw line. Left elbow, turns, looks for help. Now Capri has the top of the key, dribbles right. And the Streaks will reset with under 3 minutes to play in the quarter.
Very deliberate with the offense right now.
Juniper Schwartzman to Kira. Kira on the pick and roll and missed Juniper there. They closed out. Now Abby Lingenfelter for three. Ooh. Rolls off, no good. And the rebound comes away to
Wood.
Wood is in the game for Catherine Wood. Now shot up and no good by Lewis, and Kira with the rebound. Capri with it on the run to Alexis Edgerson, right wing, fires a three. Go!
Oh, man, she's on fire right now.
Three of them all here in the third quarter. And another biggest lead for the Streaks at 36-22.
Now she's making her bid for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Pena fires a three of her own, and she hits it out high on the left side. That's her first basket.
She made that one, too. She crossed everyone over.
Now Alexis drives, shot blocked by Lewis, but Capri Ferguson comes away. The Capri gets knocked to the floor by Lewis and no call. How in the world did you not call that? Wow. Lewis jumped into her, knocked her to the floor.
Coach Massey yelling from the other side of the floor.
Now Pena misses the shot. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Capri Ferguson with it. Wow. Kira, top of the key. Juniper Schwartzman, right wing. Capri Ferguson with it. Now gets to Kira, or posted up right side, up off the glass and in. Nice ball moving by the Streaks. That's what you were talking about, getting that zone shifted there. Even though I think they were in a man that time, but just they beat the defense going the other way. 38-25 Streaks, 1:20 to play third quarter. This is Pena, fires a three, top of the key, missed that one. Rebound is going to go off of Pena.
Ball.
Oh, no, they're going to say it went off Abby Lingenfelter.
There's no way. Yeah. Awu had her hands on that ball, yeah. And Wood had her hands on that ball. There's no way that was, wow.
Well, it's going to go
and
back
it was right in
them.
Front of the
yeah.
official.
Yeah. So it'll be Lewis to inbound from the right baseline for UT. 1:14 to play in the quarter. Streaks with a 38-25 lead. And it comes to Awu, right block. Back
one,
out to Lewis.
Two.
Yep, man, she did get stepped back out that time. Lewis, nice defense by Kiara. Lewis kicks it over left side to Iams. Now left wing, it goes to Pena.
Jeez.
She puts in another three.
She's all of a sudden become assertive on the offensive end.
38-28 Streaks, 55 seconds to play in the half. Abby Lingenfelter, left wing, Kira Kilgore with it. Kira drives to the free throw line, picks up, now fires from straight on. The 18-footer is no good. Awu with a rebound and gets it to Hall. 42 seconds of play. Now it's Pena. Don't let her get an open three. Pena on the dribble. Picked up by Grace Nelson. 37 to play. Now steps back, thought about the three, and Grace
she
was
did.
Able to close
Good
out on
close out.
Inside, got it to Awu. A nice defense by Abby Davidson. And now Awu wanted to foul on that one. Down court it goes to Alexis. Edgerson up off the glass, too strong. Rebound goes to the floor. Somehow Lewis came away with it in between three white jerseys. Now Hall gets to Awu, left side, lays it up. No, but a foul's going to be called on Kira Kilgore that time. Might have been less contact on that one than there was when Abby Davidson was down here last time when they were complaining about the no call. So that's going to put Awu at the free throw line. Two on Kira, 15.8 to play in the quarter.
Did they give that to Kira?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought he motioned 4-0, but.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. They've changed their hand signals and the way, I don't know. It's confusing sometimes when they're walking over. It was very distinct before the way they did it
yeah.
and the numbers they put up. First free throw no good by Awu. 38-28 Streaks lead, 15.8 to play here in the third quarter. 6'4 sophomore at the free throw line. Second shot is up and rolled off no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Now Grace has it. She'll bring it out. 11 seconds to play. Bounces for Abby Davidson, right wing. Now it's Grace Nelson, top of the key. 4 seconds. Now
hit
Alexis
it.
Edgerson for three.
Oh.
Too strong on that one. Rebound comes down to Awu. Time runs out. We have played three quarters of basketball. Streaks with a 10-point lead heading into the final quarter. It is Galesburg 38, United Township 28. We'll take a timeout, bring you the final 8 minutes You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The WGIL button is back.
This year, it's yellow and black.
It's been red and blue and black and white.
It's been green, purple, gray, and out of sight.
It's been worn on a jacket, coat, and sweater vest.
And if you've been spotted wearing one, you can attest
that an envelope full of cash is the cat's pajamas.
And if we spot you wearing one,
well, we'll probably go bananas.
$500.
Oh, my God. I can almost faint.
Up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, Simmons Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
United Township with the basketball to start the final quarter. Streaks lead 38-28. Tom Aerith there, Gibson, and a steal by Alexis Edgerson after Kira Kilgore tapped the ball. And the Streaks bring it back the other way.
15 turnovers now for UT.
This is Kira Kilgore, drives left baseline, little runner, no good. Rebound, Abby Davis.
There's a foul on Awu.
Foul on Awu, got her on the arm. That's going to be her second, and that'll put Abby Davidson at the free throw line with two shots. Streaks up 38-28, fourth quarter just underway. Two fouls now on the 6'4 sophomore, Awu, and Abby Davidson at the free throw line. Sophomores won here earlier, 44-28. First shot up and good by Abby Davidson. Streaks, after struggling in the first half, much better in the second half from the lines thus far. That's five for Abby Davidson. Second shot up, and make it six. Streaks 4 for 4 from the line in the second half. Inbound to Pena. Two-on-two break. Pena down the right side. Gets a pick from Awu, who blasted. Now over the back again. If you don't call the over the back, that probably went out on Abby. But nonetheless, Streaks will bring it back the other way. Awu set a pick on the.
Yeah, Grace did not see that coming, and that was a head rattler.
That was like the blind side in football. Now Kiera has it, right wing, goes baseline, gets bumped by Awu. That's her third. Nice job by Kiera to go ahead, and there wasn't much room there on the baseline, but she knew Awu wasn't going to be able to cut her off without fouling her. Well, that's now 17 fouls on UT, so that's going to put Kiera at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got 14 points in the game. And make
there
it 15.
Go.
And she'll get the bonus, and it's now a 40-28 lead, or 41-28. Yeah, 41-28 for the streak. 7:21 to play in the ball game. Second shot up and good as well.
All right, let's start putting the pedal to the metal here. Streaks up by 14.
Full court pressure. They get it to Iams. Iams gets it across midcourt to Hull. Now left baseline goes to Lewis. She'll fire the three. Got it. Tia Lewis. She's got 10 and make it 42-31. Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key with it. Puts it on the floor, goes to the right elbow, and gives to Grace Nelson. She brings it back out high and resets for the Streaks. Left baseline to Abby Davidson. Now it's Abby Lingenfelter.
Thought
about
it.
The three. Now Grace Nelson into Abby Davidson in the paint. A little turnaround is short, but the rebound comes to Abby Lingenfelter. She gets fouled by Castaneda, and that's going to put Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line with two shots. That was a case. Abby Davidson did fade away on that one, but you're going against a 6'4 player with long arms, too.
Yeah.
So that you almost had to in that situation. And I still think she must have gotten a little piece of it.
Right.
First free throw for Abby Lingenfelter is up and good.
Well, but you almost want to say, Abby, shot faker, get her in the air and then go into her.
Yeah,
because
then go in, yeah.
She's going to go for the block shot because that's the one thing she thrives on.
Abby Lingenfelter hits both, make it 44-31, 6:40 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a lead. Pena out high right side to Hull. Hull working against Alexis Edgerson, gets the pick. Actually, Hull didn't use the pick, kind of went around her. Alexis stayed right with her. Now it's Pena left of the center circle. Looked like they're running a stall. And Grace Nelson knocks it away from Pena. Not sure what they're doing out on the perimeter, what they're looking
for. Yeah. Down 13, you would think they'd have a little bit more sense of urgency here. A lot of time left, though. 6:24 left in the game.
Lewis with it, drives right. Pulls up a little 10-footer, good. She's got a nice touch. Tia Lewis. She's got 12 in the ball game. 44-33, Streaks lead. Oh, now they're going to turn it over. Man, don't want to see that.
Yeah, bad turnover there as Grace just didn't lick the ball into her hands.
Yeah, can't get complacent here, up by 11.
It's only 11, yeah. And this is a team that can put some points on the board.
Absolutely. They've got some shooters. They can get it into AWU. And
Tia Lewis is mad about something with Pena. I'm not sure what's going on, but she just walked over to her and yelled something.
Now Kiara with the steal. Kiara down the right side, stops up off the glass and in. Nice defensive play by Kiara Kilgore.
Kiara's not the flashiest player on the floor, but she's very, like, stable.
Yeah.
She just goes down there and jump stops, lets the defender go by, and just an
now
easy
Abby
little
Davidson
layup.
With a steal. Back-to-back steals for the Streaks. Now Hull knocks it out of bounds. Grace tried to get Kiara left wing. Hull tapped it last, so Kiara will inbound from in front of the Streaks bench. 5:33 to play in the ballgame, 46-33 Streaks. Grace Nelson with it. Left of the center circle to Abby Leofelter. Hands off to Kiara. Kiara penetrates. Kicks back out to Abby Davidson, top of the key. Out high right side, Grace Nelson with a Grace to the top of the key, picks up, gives to Abby Langenfelter. Now Alexis Edgerson with it. Alexis to the free throw line, stops, gives to Abby Davidson. Now high right side, right wing, Kiara. Don't put it on the floor. That should have been a double dribble. I can't believe he didn't call that. And Kiara dribbled, picked it up, dropped it, and then dribbled again. The official was standing right next to her and didn't call it.
Yeah, but we've seen that all season long. So.
That is true. Abby Davidson, top of the key, right wing to Grace.
Now the Streaks taking some air out of the ball.
Now Alexis Edgerson back to Grace Nelson, 4:50 to play. A bump by Pena. Now Kiara has it, top of the key, Abby Davidson to Grace Nelson on high on the right side. Grace to Alexis Edgerson, top of the key, fires a three, go!
Oh!
Alexis Edgerson, her fourth in the ball game. She's got 12, 49-33 Streaks.
She looked like she had some major nerves going on earlier in the game, Tom, and all of a sudden she's just turned it on.
Kerry Walker calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:26 to play. It's Galesburg 49, United Township 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
To play, Streaks lead 49-33. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym. And the Streaks on a little run here midway through the final quarter. It'll be, is it UT basketball?
Should be UT ball because they called that timeout.
That's right. And it'll be here on the near sideline. And
which means we'll get like one possession and then we'll have a mass timeout.
Yep. That is the strangest thing. We went for the longest time. Early
right.
in the season they were calling them, then they kind of stopped maybe one and a half. Now they're calling them all four quarters. I don't know what's going on.
And less of the players are wearing it around their mouth.
Exactly. Anyway. Mostly around the chin. This is Lewis, drives right baseline. Stops, shot partially blocked by Abby Davidson. AWU with a rebound, puts it on the floor. Missed it, gets her own rebound again, puts it up and gets it that time. She got herself too far into the basket. She got the rebound and took a dribble rather than going straight up with it. Should have gotten the first one. 49-35 now. Grace Nelson on high right side, and the Streaks nearly turned over. Abby Leinfelder able to run it down. That gets knocked away by Pena. She dives after it. Tie up. Fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their way. So this UT team is not quitting.
No, they're not, and they're showing the more effort right now anyway than the Streaks are.
Kiara to inbound from the right right sideline, and it comes to Abby Davidson on the right wing and needs some help. Finally gets it to Abby Langenfelter right at the center circle, hands off to Grace Nelson. 3:47 to play. Grace Nelson, and Pena, thank you. She just kept pushing her, and finally he called it. She did it like three times, and they finally called it on her, and that is her second foul.
Go to the line.
Grace Nelson at the free throw line, and that's now 9 team fouls, so From here on out, we'll be shooting two free throws. So Grace Nelson with 3 points on a three in the first quarter, with a chance to add to that from the free throw line with 3:44 to play. First one is up, and that's Streak's first missed here in the second half. Castaneda with a rebound. Now it's Hull with it. Gets to Pena out high on the left side. Pena dribbles left on the wing, working against Grace Nelson. Goes to the left elbow. Now penetrates down the right side. Shot nice blocked block by Abby Davidson, and Abby with a rebound. What a great block, and she chased it down. Now Alexis Edgerson with the right side. Out high to Grace Nelson. 3:20 to play in the ball game.
Pena tried to go like a one-handed scoop shot, and Abby wasn't having any of that and just served it back out towards the UT bench and then chased it down.
Abby Leofelder out high left side with it. Hands off to Kiara Kilgore left wing. Kiara penetrates to Abby. Nice pick and roll, and Abby reverses up off the glass. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound to Awu. Nice play. Abby had to kind of reverse, went to the other side with it. It was a little bit too far into the basket.
And was fading away, too.
Yeah. So we come back the other way. This is Pena on the dribble, right wing, and got a little confusion between her and Hull, and Kerry Walker calls a timeout. Full or 30? I don't even know. The official's still looking at her. I guess he's going to decide. Well, he says a full, but they're standing up. Oh, now they're sitting down. Okay. 2:46 to play. Streaks lead 49-35. Tom Meredith here. Gibson, thanks for being with us. If you're looking for the Gales Guy boys game, you can find that on 92.7 FM. The Laser, they're playing down at the Manual Shootout in Peoria, taking on the Richwoods Knights after a nice win over United Township on the road last night. Knockouts game at a shootout this afternoon. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell have that one. As soon as we wrap up our broadcast here, we'll pick up the remainder of that game. And then following that, we'll pick up the remainder of the Illini game. The Illinois playing up at Northwestern at Welsh Ryan Arena up in Evanston. And that one tipping off, let's see, what time are we at even now here? 2:41, that one tipping off at about 3:30. So we'll pick that up following the Streaks boys here on WGIL. The upcoming schedule looks like this. The busy week for the girls next week, next to last week of the full the regular season. And Tuesday night, we will be on the road at Canton to take on the Little Giants in a non-conference game. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Wednesday night, the Illini will play host to the Wisconsin Badgers. Thursday, the girls will take two trips to Rock Island next week. We'll be at Rocky on Thursday night, 6:40 pregame. Then Saturday afternoon, actually it's Saturday evening, this says. We'll be at Alleman for a 7 o'clock game.
Oh.
I don't know, that's what this original schedule said. I'll have to take a look and see if that's still correct. The boys also, let's see, they'll be in action at Geneseo next Friday night, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. All right. Out of the timeout, United Township basketball. And it will be Holt inbound from in front of the UT bench with 2:46 to play. 49-35. That seemed like an awful long timeout. That must have ended up being
They must have made it the mask.
Kiara Kilgore knocks the inbound out of bounds, and it goes back to UT, and they will inbound down near the Streaks bench this time, although she's standing down still near her bench.
Good news for all Illini fans. Kofi will play today.
He will, okay. How about Curbelo? Why was he out the other night?
He was in COVID protocols, and I have not seen that he is going to be back.
Lewis on the dribble in the paint and the travel with a no call. Abby Davis blocked the shot. Abby Wolfelter saved it in bounds, and now what?
It went off the bottom of the backboard.
Oh, gee, we're going to call it. We won't call it going off the shot clock, but we call it going off the bottom of the, or the back of the glass. So it goes back to UT. What a great block by Abby Davidson. And it comes to Pena, right baseline for three. Missed it. Kiara fights for the rebound with Lewis. Jump ball and the possession arrow points toward the Panthers. 2:32 to play, 49-35. Streaks lead. Lewis to inbound from the left baseline for UT. Set up the picket fence here at the free throw line. Now in it comes to Mayaki and misses a shot. Now
she
on the rebound.
Just kind of threw it in the air.
Got a tie-up, and this time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Yeah, I'm not sure what
Mayaki
in the world that
caught
was.
It and just threw it like straight up in the air, and it came down.
It almost went away from the basket.
Right.
It seemed like. Now UT will pick up with some full-court pressure. Kiara Kilgore to inbound, and it comes to Grace Nelson in the backcourt. 2:27 to play. Now Abby Leofelter to Kiara. Three-on-one break here down the right side to Abby Davidson. Left side
great
up off the glass.
Great job breaking the press, and Abby Davidson waited just long enough for Kiara to draw the defender and then went in for the easy layup.
51-35, Streaks, 2:11 to play. Pena on the dribble between the circles. Dribbles left. Left wing goes to Hull. with 2:05 to play. Hull looking over the defense. Now goes top of the key. Picks up, gives to Miyake. Now it's Pena out high on the left side. Not a whole lot of urgency here to get a shot off with under two to play now. Now Pena drives right side. The runner on the baseline, no good. Miyake able to corral the rebound. Now gives to Hull left wing. She'll penetrate. Runner in the paint off the glass. Good.
That was a hard shot off the glass, too. I don't know how that one stayed down.
Her first point since the first quarter, 51-37. Now the Streaks with another break. Kiera to the right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Out high goes to Grace Nelson, 1:30 to play. Now Abby Leofelter holds on out high. And a push.
Miyake's, this is going to be her fifth if it's on her.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, no, he's going to.
Is it Hull or Miyake? I don't know. He's taking his
point
time.
Point at Hull.
Yep, it does go against Sierra Hull. That's her first.
Which I didn't see her even touch anybody.
So that'll put, who is it, Kiera or Abby at the free throw line?
That's the question. They're going to say it's Kiera or Abby.
So Abby Leofelter goes to the free throw line with two shots here. As that's 10 team fouls on United Township. First one up. Uses all the rim and falls through.
Every little bit of it.
So Abby Leofelter hits the first. She's got 8 points. Awu, what's going on here? They're trying to figure out who's supposed to be where on the lane, so Awu comes back down. Miyake goes to the bench, as does Castaneda. So Abby Leofelter, second shot is up and good.
That one didn't need any assistance.
4 for 4 from the line. She's got 9, and it's 53-37 Streaks, a minute 20 to play. Hull on the dribble out high. Goes left now, gets bumped by Kiera, no call. Kiera near steal. Where's the 5-second call?
Or carry.
Now Lewis with it at the free
throw
line.
3 seconds on Awu. Never left
throws
the lane.
Kind of a wild shot. Rebound Kiera. Kill goal for the Streaks. A minute 3 to play. Down court to Abby Leofelter. Left side wide open. Lays it up and in. Kiera to Abby. Lays it up and in. Now she's in double figures. Make it 55-37. 51 seconds to play. Iams out high left side. Now it's Pena with it, 45 seconds to play. Just really no urgency to go to the basket. Now Pena stops left wing to Iams. She'll fire the three out high left side. Rolls off, no good. Awu with a rebound, got tied up.
Blocked.
Davidson blocked it, and Kiera with a rebound. And now she gets, Kiera gets pushed. I mean, the official just watched, Hull just like reached out and pushed her after she lost the ball. They said it was off of Kiera last, but 31.9 to play. That's going to bring Kayla Pendergast and Lily Clark in, and UT calls a timeout. That's a full or a 30? That's a full. We'll take one as well. 31.9 to play. Streaks lead 55-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL with this reminder. Could you and your family use help getting food on the table? First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. A photo ID is required. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Somebody out there.
Oh.
To look at her roster. She's not on the roster. She's number five from the sophomore team, but I don't know. She hasn't been up at least under that number on the sophomore team. You got Addie McLaughlin has come into the game along with Kayla Pendergast. Let's see, Addison Peck, Lily Clark, and I am not sure. Sure, it might. Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is either.
She's not. They don't have her on the varsity roster. Well, UT with it, and it
doesn't
comes.
Usually happen for our team.
No, it doesn't. We get that a lot with other teams. But Lewis fires a three from the left wing, airballed it, and the ball's going to.
Oh gosh!
Awu
shoved Pendergast, and no call.
Right in front of the official, shoved her out of bounds. And he's just going to give the ball to the Streaks. He just didn't feel like calling a foul at this point, I guess, with 24.2 to play. Addie McLaughlin gives to Lily. Lily Clark across midcourt, right side, picks up on the right wing, fires a 15-footer, good. Two players went right past her, like, hey, wide open, might as well shoot it. And she puts it up and in. 20-point lead, 57-37. Now Pena, three-pointer from the left side, all nearly falling out of bounds, and good defense.
Deep three.
But she put it up and in. And make it 57-40. Time runs out, and that is going to be the final score. Streaks get back on the winning side, pick up their 18th win of the year. Final score, Galesburg 57, United Township 40. Galesburg now 18-9 on the season, and 6-5, over 500 again in the Western Big Six. UT drops to 8-10 and 4-7 in the Western Big Six Conference. Streaks win to 57-40. Sophomores win 44-28. We will come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down post-game stats, also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win to 57-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Tune in this weekend for Sunday Morning Praise, a weekly program designed to lift your spirits with words of encouragement, devotion, and music. This week's host is Pastor Mike Blake of the Maple City Baptist Church in Monmouth.
Hey, tomorrow I am going to talk about how what goes in must come out. And plus, we're going to talk about drinking the sweet.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax, available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds, then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low of 15. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 27. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 17. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 40. While Monday night, an overnight low of 31. The extended forecast, the outlook for Tuesday, cloudy with a slight chance of rain early in the day, then a chance of snow with a high of 39. In downtown Galesburg, it's sunny and 30 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. Final, Galesburg 57, United Township 40. Sophomores win 44-28. Streaks back on the winning track after, five in a row we lost? Is that right?
Yeah. Lincoln, Geneseo, then the two on Saturday.
And then Quincy the other night.
Yeah, so, five in a row. Wow.
Yeah, good to get back on the winning side and a good effort from the Streaks here this afternoon. Looked more like the Streaks teams we've gotten used to seeing. And not that they played bad all those games. I mean, the Geneseo game, that was an outstanding game. Went to a double overtime and just didn't come out on the winning side of that one. But Streaks back on track here after the win here this afternoon, 57-40. Again, when we're done with our post-game show here, we will pick up the Galesburg High boys game. They're currently playing on 92.7 FM, the Laser. They're down at Peoria Manual taking on Richwoods in the manual shootout. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell with that action. And then when that gets wrapped up, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're playing up at Northwestern up in Evanston here this this afternoon. That one tipping off at 3:30. So the Streaks went it. Oh, we're not going to talk with Coach Massey. We're going to talk with a couple of the players. Here we go. A couple of our seniors here. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And we are joined by seniors Abby Davidson and Abby Langenfelder. We'll start with you, Abby Davidson. Well, first off, congratulations on the win.
Thank
you. Can hold
you.
That if you want, because you can pass it off when you're done with. Well, congratulations on the win. You know, it's really interesting playing this team. There's not too many games where you're outsized and you come in against AWU at 6'4". Anything, is that in your head at all? What are you thinking when you get in there, when you get the ball posted up?
I definitely was in my head at first, but Abby is really helpful. She, like, knows the game. She knows, like, a strategy, especially on defense, what I should do against her. And she's always helpful on the help side. So I wasn't too nervous about it.
Good. Well, good. Yeah, you guys played well. And Abby Lingenfelter, she mentioned you helping out with the defense. I thought you guys did a really, really nice job of blocking out. Still seemed to, like, quite a few times you had somebody going over your back and it wasn't getting called. That's got to make it kind of hard for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But you still did a really nice job of getting in and getting some rebounds. Talk about, and so Abby, as of late, Abby Lingenfelter, you've been showing some range, and early in the game you hit a 2 and a 3 both from the perimeter. Is that something you've really concentrated on in the off season?
Yeah, at the beginning of the summer, Coach Massey said that he wanted me to become more of a shooter and a three-point shooter, and at first I thought he was kind of crazy, but then during practice I just kept hitting him, and then we've been working on the gunning a lot and shooting a lot during practice, and I just am more comfortable now with shooting.
You guys have been doing a great job. We had, I don't know, several games in a row rebounding-wise that you both were in double figures, and you've each had double-doubles this season. What's kind of been the key to that? It's just that desire to get the ball blocking out? What is it?
Yeah, for me it's just I like to kind of push people and just grab the ball so we can just run and get up the floor and get a quick layup, because Abby and Cadence both run down the court, and then they always are open.
How about you, Abby Davidson? What's kind of the key to that on the rebounding side?
I think Abby is, like, the best rebounder we have. She's, like, Key's really good, too. I think they're both so good at getting in between people and blocking out. And I try to block out more. I just got the long arm so I can tip it, you know. It's more often a tip than a perfect grab, you know.
I don't know, speaking of having the long arms, you got at least a couple, if not three or four block shots today. I think including you even got AWU one time, I think. So what's kind of that's and that's not a, you know, even if you're taller and can jump, it's not always an easy thing to do to not foul and not get called a foul. What's kind of the key to that?
I used to foul all the time on those because I just totally go over them. But I think you got to wait for them to release it, and it's more of a soft thing than a harsh thing. I guess that's what I've been working on.
Well, it's got to feel nice to get back on a winning track. Yeah. You played four really, really good teams. Played a great game against Geneseo. You guys struggled quite a bit down at Quincy, but it's got to feel good to come out and kind of play the basketball you guys know you're capable of.
Yeah. Right. It feels really good.
All right. Abby Davidson, Abby Lingenfelter, same thing. So coming up, it's going to be a hard week next week. Three games. You go to Canton, well, all three on the road, Canton, Rocky, and then Alleman. You're kind of looking forward to that as the season winds down?
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it. And we're just going to make the last ones count because there's not that many left.
All right. So, and you, Abby Lingenfelter, are you excited as we get toward the postseason? Because it's going to be, I mean, it doesn't matter who gets to state from our region. It's going to be really hard, but I think you guys, showed you can play well enough to play with any of those teams that are going to be there, so you got to be kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I just can't wait to finish off this season strong and just leave it all out on the court since it's our senior year too. Absolutely. But it will be sad once it's over.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll end with a victory, right? Only one team can win it at the end, right?
Yeah.
All right. Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, seniors. Guys, congratulations and on the victory, and best luck the rest of the season. Thank you. All right. Abby and Abby here on our post-game show. Streaks win at 57-40 as the final score as they defeat the United Township Panthers. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back and run down some post-game stats. Also, we'll get a chance to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 57-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
You could walk away a winner if you're wearing your new yellow WGIL button, like Ray Pickerel of Galesburg. He walked away with $20. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the United Township Panthers. Final score, Galesburg 57, United Township 40. Let's get into our postgame stats here this afternoon. Streaks with three players in double figures. It was Kira Kilgore leading the way with 18 points. She hit four twos, two threes, and she was 4 for 8 from the free throw line after she missed four in a row in the first half, went 4 for 4 in the second half. It was 12 points for Alexis Edgerson on 4 3-pointers, 3 of those in a row in the third quarter. 11 points for Abby Lingefelter on a 3, a 2, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And two twos and a three. And she just said, when talking to her, talking about the shooting, about showing that outside range, she said that Coach Massey came to her in the post in the offseason last year and said, well, you need to get better at the perimeter shots and become a three-point shooter. And so kind of looked at him like he was crazy, but it's all working out. He knew she had the capability, and she's showed that, especially as of late. So 11 for Abby Lingefelter, 8 points for Abby Davidson on 3 baskets and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 3 points for Juniper Schwartzman on a basket and a free throw, a three-point play there in the second quarter. 3 points, and that was actually an outstanding shot she made with some really good defense, and took the foul and got it up and in. 3 points for Grace Nelson on a three-pointer, 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Lily Clark on a basket late. Streaks 10 for 11 in the second half from the line, ended up 11 for 16 for the game. 8 3-pointers in the ball game for the Streaks. For the Panthers, they were led by Tia Lewis, sophomore, with 12 points, 4 twos, a 3, 1 for 1 from the line, 9 for Kaylee Pena. She hit 3 3-pointers in the second half. 7 points for Sierra Hull, on 3 baskets and a free throw. 7 points for Lorena Awu on 3 baskets. She was just 1 for 4 from the line. They were 4 for 8 from the free throw line, hit 3 3-pointers in the game.
17 turnovers in the game for UT. Streaks turned the ball over only 11 times, so that's a good number. I'm sure Coach Matsey's satisfied with that. Streaks to get out-rebounded by the height and width of UT, 32-26, including 12-5 on the offensive boards. But of those 32 rebounds, 17 of them were by Lorena Awu, so you take her out of there and it's a much different game. UT shot the ball 16 of 48 from the field, including 4 of 12 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 19 of 43 from the field, 8 of 18 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Juniper Schwartzman finished with 2 rebounds. Abby Davidson had 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 blocks to go with her 8 points. Abby Lingenfelter had 7 rebounds to go with her 11 points. Alexis Edgerson had 12 points, 2 steals, 1 assist, and 1 rebound in her first career varsity start. Capri Ferguson had 2 rebounds and 6 assists, even though she didn't score. Grace Nelson, 2 rebounds, 2 assists to go with her 1 3-pointer. Kerry Kilgore finishes the game with 18 points, but she also had 4 assists, 2 steals, and 5 rebounds.
All right, so the Streaks won at 57-40. They're now 18-9 on the season, 6-5 in the Western Big Six Conference. UT drops to 8-10, 4-7 in the Big Six. Sophomores a 44-28 winner here this afternoon. Take our final timeout, come back with our final order of business, and that'll be the name of the day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Mark Patrick Seminars is coming to Galesburg Saturday, February 19th for one day only. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking. No matter how many times you've tried in the past to stop smoking, this program is designed to help you eliminate your desire to smoke without willpower, without cravings, without irritability, without weight gain, or your money back. You can become a non-smoker Saturday, February 19th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Register now at galesburg.info, keyword stop smoking.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. 57-40 was the final score. Our final order of business here this afternoon is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Eric, it was a relatively close game throughout. I mean, we did outscore them 19-12 in the final quarter. They actually outscored us 11-10 in the third quarter. But that third quarter was really, I think, the point where we
the
started
third
to our third. Yeah,
I had us outscoring them 15-11.
Oh, where did I get that?
Because it was
You're right. Where did I get that 10 from? I think I was what I was writing. Okay, so we 15-11. Anyway, so it was in that third quarter though, where we really started
right.
to assert ourselves and take it over, and it really happened. Well, defensively, obviously, because we got some steals, but it was really on the offensive end. And this player nervous early in the game, but really got relaxed in that third quarter and really pushed the lead out for us.
Yeah, and then we're going to go with Alexis Edgerson, the sophomore in her first career varsity start. She finishes the game with 12 points, 2 steals, 1 assist, and 1 rebound. But over 12 points, 9 of them came there in the third quarter. After starting the game 0-for-4 in the third quarter, she was 3-of-6 from the field, including 3-of-4 from downtown. Just a great job by Alexis to step up at that point. She seemed to get herself in rhythm. She ends up in the game finishing 4-for, hitting 4 of her last 5 three-point attempts. And in fact, the one she missed was the one at the buzzer in the third quarter,
yeah.
And it barely rimmed out.
So she had the 3 in the third quarter. Were they 3 in a row?
Yes.
Was that 3 consecutive basket for us? That's what I thought. So, yeah, those 3 three-pointers in a row, and that's when we really started to kind of take things over in the game and go on to the 57-40 win. So Alexis Edgerson is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, well, that is about going to do it. So Tuesday night we'll be in Canton. And then we'll go to Rock Island twice.
Yes.
at Rocky High on Thursday night, then at Alaman on Saturday night. It looks like it's going to be a Saturday night game, which is rather interesting. But anyway, so we'll have those for you coming up. And neither one of those are going to be easy games, that's for sure. Rocky will want to get revenge on us up there. And it's always a tough place to play. One of the loudest gyms we play in. The girls' gym there, if they've got the band going and everything, that the sound just echoes. We can barely hear ourselves during the pregame
right.
halftime.
Yeah, the lower ceiling places when they have the band there, it makes it tough because, like you said, it gets so loud and the noise has nowhere to go.
So we'll be there on Thursday, and then we'll be at Alaman on Saturday. And Alaman's playing some really, really good basketball. They've been making it tough on everybody. So tough week. Next week, 3 on the road. Then we'll wrap things up. It's actually strange. We'll wrap up on Wednesday night against Sterling at home the following week.
Yeah, I wonder what happened that led to that.
Yeah, not sure.
Scheduling quirk.
Yeah, so that'll be a week from Wednesday, and then, of course, we'll know where we're playing in the postseason. Actually, we'll find that out on the seating will be Wednesday night, so we'll know Thursday who we'll be playing and where we'll be playing. Will it be Geneseo? Will it be Dixon? One of those two places where we'll play. But we'll find that all out coming up on Wednesday night. Well, that is going to wrap it up. Streaks win 57-40. Alexis Edgerson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. The sophomores win 44-28. And let's send it to Peoria Heights, Peoria Emanuel for the Galesburg Silver Streak Boys against the Richwoods Knights.